Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today we're going to read from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 and 5, and talk about the weapons of our warfare. Here we go. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Many among the believers in Corinth relied on fleshly, worldly thinking and methods. As an apostle of God, Paul insisted that he was different, and the weapons of his warfare were not carnal or fleshly. When Paul fought, his weapons were not material, but spiritual, and they were suited for spiritual warfare. The carnal weapons that Paul refused were not material weapons such as swords and spears. The carnal weapons he renounced were the manipulative and deceitful ways that his opponents used. Paul would not defend his apostolic credentials with the carnal weapons that other people might make use of. In Ephesians chapter 6, Paul listed the spiritual weapons that he used: the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of the gospel, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. To rely on these weapons took faith in God instead of having faith in carnal methods. But truly, these spiritual weapons are mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds. Many Christians rely on and admire carnal weapons for the Christian battle. So instead of the belt of truth, they fight with manipulation. Instead of the breastplate of righteousness, they fight with the image of success. Instead of the shoes of the gospel, they fight with smooth words. Instead of the shield of faith, they fight with the perception of power. Instead of the helmet of salvation, they fight with lording over authority. Instead of the sword of the Spirit, they fight with human schemes and programs. We must remind ourselves that Paul spoke to carnal, worldly thinking that existed among Christians. He wasn't writing of the world, but of the Corinthian believers. They were the ones with the strongholds in their minds and hearts. They made the arguments against God's mind and methods. They held on to every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We miss it entirely if we think that the love of manipulation, the image of success, the smooth words, the perception of power, the lording over authority, and the human schemes and programs are only problems among unbelievers. No, God deals with this heart and mind in the church among his people. Now, to battle against this carnal way of thinking and doing, our thoughts must be brought captive and made obedient to Jesus. Jesus relied on spiritual weapons when he fought for our salvation. This kind of victory through humble obedience offended the Corinthian Christians because it seemed so weak. The carnal human way is to overpower, to dominate, to manipulate, and to outmaneuver. The spiritual, Jesus way is to humble yourself, die to yourself, and let God show his resurrection power through you. Our spiritual weapons as believers are scorned by the world, but they're feared by demonic powers. When believers fight with true spiritual weapons, then no principality or power can stand against them. Fighting with God's armor, we can't lose.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.